You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today, Bishop Herbert Bailey continues with It's in Your Seed.
Jesus has given unto you to know the mysteries. He said, so this sowing and reaping, this sowing financial seed to reap financial harvest is one of the mysteries of the kingdom. They don't understand it. And God wants you to be blessed in a way that the world don't understand. Okay? I'm a prophet. Start prophesying something over you. You can be in the same cubicle with somebody and they make the same money you make. And they may have been in that company longer than you. And you can live a higher lifestyle. You can live a first-class life at a first-class price. And they don't understand it. And they'll be saying stuff like, we work at the same job. I'm a level 4 and they level 2. How they get that car? How they move in that neighborhood? Because God will cause supernatural things to happen in your life that you don't even understand. And no sense trying to explain it. Back in the day, some of us old enough to remember, but when the things first started happening with Jimmy and Tammy Baker, okay, there were some things that Jim Baker had done the husband, but then they started going after everything. They started talking about their car. They started talking about she got a fur coat and all that kind of stuff. And she tried to explain to people how she got it. She said, well, Jim didn't even buy the coat. Somebody gave me the coat. Somebody in our ministry gave. And the news starts saying, nobody give nobody a fur coat. Nobody gives anybody a car. Why do they think that? Because they don't understand the mysteries of the kingdom. They don't understand supernatural favor. Come on. That God can move on somebody to give you something that you can't afford to buy. Come on, that's one of the mysteries of the kingdom. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. See, you can't explain it to everybody. Just work it. They're not supposed to understand. They're not supposed to understand. Don't try to justify everything. Come on, you can't justify everything. You just got to know God did it. God did that thing. Hey, God did. Come on, you got to know God did that thing. Come on, anybody got anything you can honestly say God did that thing? Some of y'all got a house your credit didn't qualify for. Some of you wearing stuff that you couldn't afford to buy. Come on, and somebody handing it down to you is better than what they buy. Oh, come on now. Because you can, God, the mysteries of the kingdom of God will cause you to live a first-class life at second-class price. I told y'all the first time I ever flew first class on a plane, I was sitting in the back. Always wondering what it would like to be up there. That's when, you know, now it's not exclusive. They let everybody, you know, they used to be real clear about first class. We was on a plane. We went to a plane this week, and it was a real separation. So the first class, you went left when you came to the plane, and the rest of the plane went right. So it was a real separation. And then on some planes where they don't have that, they would have a curtain. And before they served, they were like, phew, like with an attitude too. Like, mind your business. And it seemed like they had an attitude. Phew, like, mind your business. This ain't for you. And I should be sitting there looking like, sir, would you like her? Can I get you something to drink before we take off? And then, especially if it was back on long flight, this was back in the day, they gave you meals even on shorter flights. Well, sir, would you like the chicken or the beef? And back here, you're like little monkeys eating a little bag of peanuts. Like squirrels. They got the chicken or beef. I said, just sit there. And one day, I'm riding on the plane, and a woman's walking the aisles. The flight, and she's walking the aisle. And she stops, and she looks at me, and she says, sir, would you like to fly in first class? Show you right. I grabbed my stuff and went up there. Nothing.
I'll have the beef.
Watch this. Didn't pay for it. Didn't qualify for it. Back then, it had no points. Wasn't flying enough to have any points. And all. It was strictly a favor upgrade. God will cause all grace, all favor to abound towards you. And he'll upgrade your life. And can I tell you, every time that happens, the folks sitting around look like, well, who did you pay? They're trying to figure out how'd that happen to you? Somebody say it's the favor of God. I can't explain it. It's the favor. I can't see, because God will bless you and bless you in ways that you can't explain it. So you need to understand. A couple things I want you to understand. Number one, God created one time, then he gave seed. God created one time, and then he gave seed. Genesis 1, verse 11 to 12. God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind. Whose what? Seed is in itself. God said, I'm going to create it, but I'm going to create it with seed in it, so I'll never have to create again. I'm going to put seed in it. I won't create. You just do what you're supposed to do with that, and you'll never run out of this. Ooh, that was good right there. God said, I'm going to give it to you one time. I'm creating it one time. Just keep every time. And from this, every time it comes up, take that seed out and do something with it. Every time, come on. Every time it come in, make sure something go out. He said, and fruit yielding fruit after this kind, whose seed's in itself, and it was so. Verse 12, and the earth brought forth grass, the herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw it was good. A couple things I want you to see. Seed produces after his own kind. Seed produces after his own kind. Seed produces after his own kind. Okay? My children happen to be African Americans. I don't know why. I wanted diversity in my family. I call forth for an Asian child. Call forth for a Hispanic child. Call forth for a white child. But some kind of way, the two of us couldn't produce that. Why? Because seed produces after its kind. Financial harvest requires, oh, y'all know it. Say it. Don't be scared. You already know the answer. Financial harvest requires. Well, I'm just going to pray and believe God for this money. You better get some seed in the ground. Then pray. Oral Roberts, who built the City of Faith hospitals back in the 80s, City of Faith, great facilities. Now it's one of the main buildings, the Cancer Treatment Center in America. It never took off. The other hospital wouldn't support it. The city felt it didn't need another hospital. He was trying to merge faith and medicine together and grow all around university. They say the City of Faith Hospital cost about $150 million, and he built it debt-free. And people wanted, they said, how did you do that? How did you do that? And he said, every time I had a project, I sow a seed and pray in the Holy Ghost. He would do what? Sow a seed and pray in the Holy Ghost. Now, what does praying in the Holy Ghost do? Praying in the Holy Ghost, it gives you wisdom. It downloads the information from the Spirit of God into your spirit and then uploads into your mind that you know what you don't know that you know. And it comes up at the right time. We have a brother in our church who's an electrician. He was in our Young Adult Leadership Academy, and we had oral reports to do a couple weeks ago. And he was explaining, he said, on my job, I'm an electrician. Sometimes there's things we're trying to figure out, trying to get work, or trying to why it's not working. He said, I got people around me who got more years experience than me, been doing this longer than me, more advanced than me. He said, but when I reach a hard spot, I start praying in the Holy Ghost. He said, and the Lord shows me how to do it. And they wonder, how did you figure that out? He can't tell them I was in there going, K-da-da-ba-so-to-ra-ma-ha. They don't understand that. Okay? But he knows. He downloaded the wisdom from God. Let me tell you also, let me tell you what it works for too. It works when cars don't crank. Ask me how I know. Glory to God. But no, he said, I sow a seed, then pray. See, some of us, we just praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm going to tell y'all publicly. I'm going to tell you generally so you know how I feel about it privately. So you don't think I'm talking about anybody in particular. But for all these folks who come up to me all the time, tell me, Pastor, I got big faith. I got this. I'm just believing God for such and such and such and such. And I mean, these big things. And can you just pray with me? You're missing something. You need a seed. Harvest only responds to seed. I got this financial need, and I'm just believing God for $50,000 to come in. And can you just pray with me? You got to get some seed. I'm going to show you all this in the scripture. Everything produces after its own kind. If you need somebody to give you some time, sow some time. You need somebody to give you a smile, sow a smile. If you need a friend, be friendly. He that will have friends must show himself friendly. What are you doing? You're sowing a seed of friendship. Pastor Moss and I, we were talking, and we were talking about our friends or lack thereof. So we have some great fellowship with some other pastors this weekend. Last night, I texted all those pastors. And I said, listen, I just want to let you know, it was great spending time with you. I look forward to us fellowshipping together again. What am I doing? I'm showing myself friendly. Come on. Because everything produces after its own kind. You can't be mean and expect to have friends. With your mean self, with your mean friendly self. Come on. In order to reap it, you got to sow it. Financial harvest responds to financial seed. So all Robert said, I sow a seed, then I pray in the Holy Ghost. Now, I ain't even talking about the quantity of the seed. Bob said, you figure that out based upon the harvest you want. So, okay, now let me tell y'all, so y'all, because some of y'all putting creases in your seat, in my seats right now, and I paid a lot of money for you to be putting those creases in these seats. Some of y'all get the image later. I work this. We need $17 million, what I've estimated, the project as it stands right now, as it's designed, and with all that we have to do. About $15 million to get it built, and I figure to really do it right, to furnish it everywhere. We ain't cutting corners, okay? And then, you know, get a $15 million building, and then you put a $50,000 sound system in it. Y'all know that don't work, okay? So... when we had an opportunity a couple weeks ago, and I heard of another church in town who was paying off $17 million, the Lord said, "What does that number sound familiar?" I said, "Yes, that's the amount I need." So I know when you have a need, you need to sow a seed. So we sowed $17,000 while we're trying to build, getting ready to build, into another ministry, because harvest only responds to seed. I want y'all to know I'm not just preaching this because I'm a preacher. I live this. I live this. I live this. Bishop Jakes serves for me as a pastor and as a mentor in my life. I'm never around him without sowing seed. He asked me to receive the offering the other night at the Pastor and Leaders Conference before I started even to give to the conference. Okay. And because sometimes, you know, depending on the big burly guys around them who may or may not know me, I don't always get a chance to get up close to them. Okay, you try to get close to Bishop Jace, you're going to be tackled. I saw a guy, it was so funny. Bishop Jace one time was preaching. So hand me the handkerchief there. He preached an anointed message called about the towel of a servant or something like that. And he preached the whole message about being a servant. And he had the message. And he, at the end of the message, he stood there. He said, "Who wants it?" Boy, this man came taking off like he was Jesse Owens. There we go. He went running. And his two security people, it looked like they was all, one was there, one was there. And he went running, they went running. It was like a race. Bishop says, "Stop it." I said, "Boy, he getting ready to get tackled." So I was with him a couple months ago. We were in another state together. And the last day, I knew we were going to be together for 3 days. And he didn't stay the last day. He stole away by night. And so I said, here's my $1,000. I said, because you got away from me when we was together a couple months ago. Here's my $1,000 for that time, and here's another $1,000 for this time. And before I took up the offering for the conference, I gave him $2,000 because that's how I maintain my life. I can't expect folks to give me thousands. I won't sow thousands. Come on now. This church is a tithing church. Okay? Some of the pastors connect with me, they still struggling with it. And they want what, and I tell them, one of them got mad. I said, you're a faith punk. He said, you call me? I said, yes, you are. You're a faith punk. You're scared to believe God. And I said, if we teach others to believe God, we got to do it ourselves. Come on now. Harvest only responds to. So God created seed one time. He said, take the seed out. And now watch it. So since creation, God has continued to provide seed. We saw it in the text, 2 Corinthians 9 and 10. It says, God will multiply your, he gives seed to the sower. He'll multiply your seed sown. He'll multiply what? Your, he'll multiply your what? Flip that seed sown around. He'll multiply your sown seed. God can only multiply seed you sow. Okay? Hold it in the bank if you want. With 1%. See how quickly that increase. Over years. And God will multiply seed sown. He only multiply seed sown and sown seed. So you can't have it and just hoard it and say, God, I got all this money in my pocket. Increase it. God, bless my account. I call increase. You got to sow something from the account. Look at your neighbor and say, are you getting this? Are you getting this? Okay. So watch this. You have the power to continue to perpetuate creation based upon what you do with the seed that God provides you. You want more? Sow what you got. God said, I'm not making another tree. Get the seed out of it. Okay. You want more children? You got to sow a seed. Okay. Try it. You believe God for it. Try it, brother. Just lay hands on your wife's womb and say, come forth. I speak, conceive. Belly grow. Look at your name and say, that ain't how it worked. That ain't how. It took me 4 times, but I finally figured out how it worked. I heard a preacher say this week. He got 6 children. And he said, somebody said, you realize what's causing that, don't you? He said, I do, and I'm unwilling to give it up. I do, and I'm unwilling to give it up. Okay? You got to sow a seed. Got to do some farming. Seed is something that God has placed in you or gives you that has the potential to produce what you need. So God has designed every seed to produce after its own kind. Don't mistake it. 2 Corinthians 9 chapter is talking about financial seed. Okay? Why are you talking about money? Because that's what that scripture is talking about. Starting at chapter 8, Paul reminds the church about the offering that they're supposed to give to the churches that are going through. He said, now y'all committed to doing this. You made a vow. You made a pledge. You made a commitment. Now I'm sending a brother to collect it. And then he encourages them, know that you're going to get a harvest from this seed. Know that God's going to increase it. God's going to increase your seed sown. He's talking about financial seed. So God will use something or something you have to get what you need. Watch this. God will use money that you have to get what you need. That's even in the natural. Okay? Go down to the credit union and just ask them for a loan. What's the first thing they're going to ask you? Are you a member? It may be $25 to be a member of the credit union. If you even apply for a car loan and they say, well, we're going to do it through Safe Credit Union or such and such credit union, the first thing they say, well, 25 of this goes to the credit union. Because they said, you got to have something vested here. You're most likely going to get a loan from somebody where you're doing business with. Are y'all with me here? And so God will use something you have to get what you need. God will use money you have to get what you need. Okay, let me give you 3 examples quickly in the scripture. 1 Corinthians 7 chapter, verse 9 through 15. Now, each of these I'm going to show you had a different need. the harvest that they needed, the harvest that they needed could only be obtained through sowing a particular type of seed. In order to meet that need, they had to sow that kind of seed. I want to show you this. 1 Corinthians 17 chapter, verses 9 through 15. It talks about Elijah. God tells Elijah, go down to Zarephath. I commanded a widow woman to sustain you. Now, in the scripture, widows didn't have money. Now, today, if a man take care of his wife and got good and at least take care, have good insurance, a widow can be loaded. That's how it wasn't that way in the scriptures. The best hope that a woman, that a widow had was to have children, grandchildren, or at best a niece and nephew who were obligated to take care of them. There was no social security system. They didn't have Mutual of Omaha and New York Life and Prudential and all that. So if a man didn't take care or leave something, widows were considered to be destitute. And yet God says, go down. I commanded a widow woman, Prophet Elijah, to sustain you. Can I tell you, how many of y'all know if this is God's man, God could take care of him without the widow? I need y'all to catch that. If that was today, it'd be all over the news. Prophet goes and takes widow's money. Now, come on. Just before this, God was feeding the prophet with the ravens. He was feeding him. He didn't need the widow. The widow needed him. He sends him to the widow woman and says, he has to challenge her faith to sow a seed. So as he's going there, he sees a woman gathering sticks, and he said, can you bring, I'm reading from New Living Translation, verse 9. Can you bring me a little water in a cup? It's a famine. He thought that was going to challenge your faith. For some reason, that didn't challenge your faith. Can you bring me some water? And she immediately went to go get that. He realized because she moved so quickly, it was no challenge to her. So he says, can you bring me a little piece of bread too? That challenged her. And now she says to him regarding the bread, she said, listen, I just got a little piece of bread in the house. I got a handful of this little Jiffy here. Okay? And I got a little bit of Crisco. Y'all know what Jiffy and Crisco is, Lord? Lord, y'all a hard crowd, Jesus. Intercessor, we're going to have to start going in regarding this service. Okay? I was listening to somebody last week, and they said, insert laughter here. That's what I'm going to have to do with y'all. Insert laughter here. She said, I got a little bit of bread. She said, I got a handful of meal. I got a little bit, and I'm going to gather these sticks. I'm going to have my last meal because me and my son are going to die. We have no more food. I've been rationing out this. I've rationed it as long as I can ration it. I've stretched it as long as I can stretch it. Any of y'all ever have money you've been trying to stretch? I went off on Pastor Marshall one time years ago. I went off. O-F-F-F-F-F-F. Because I had 35 cents laying up on that dresser. And don't tell me that 35 cents was. I had it right there. I was rassing out my bus fare. I needed that. Come on, see, don't tell me I'm preaching for money. I preached for a long time before I had a dime. I didn't know money was in ministry. When God called me to be full-time in ministry, my first prayer was, God, can I still pay my bills? If you ever want to get a good offering for a preacher, you told the people, he's full-time in ministry. People are like, oh, poor preacher. 35 cents. That was my 35 cents. He said, I didn't take your 35 cents. Now, boy, I'm flipping everything in the house. I'm flipping the couch. It was in here somewhere. I'll say, y'all ain't been that broke, huh? Y'all ain't been, some of y'all ain't never been that broke where you start digging down in the couch. Yeah, I've done that. Dig in the couch. It got to be some here somewhere. Come out in the name of Jesus. She said, I just got this. Elijah said to her, verse 13, don't be afraid. Do what you said, but make me mine first. I'm not trying to stop your plans. I'm trying to have you make priorities. I'm not trying to stop your vacation. Just have a priority. I'm not trying to stop you from getting a new car. Just have priorities. Take care of me first. Do what God says first.
Everything you need for life is in the seed that you have sown. Your provision is locked in the seed that you allow to leave your hand. Bishop Herbert Bailey encourages you to allow God to release your harvest when you release your seed. Order this single message today. You may also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rdci.info. Ask for It's in Your Seed.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations.
In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.